So other than like kids, what were you left to watch over? It's 99.7 DJX. This, by the way, is a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah, there's a lot happening here. Try to keep up.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without selling your roommate's tarantulas...
ooh.
...while your roommate is in jail...
oh!
...you're doing okay.
That's a lot.
Yes, it's Florida. Yes, the star of our story is Stephanie, who's accused of selling her roommate's tarantula collection while he was in jail, including a striped devil tarantula.
Ooh.
And a golden knee choco tarantula.
I didn't understand there were so many different tarantulas.
From WCJB.
The victim told deputies he returned home after spending time behind bars to find the spiders gone.
He's like, at least I can get out of jail.
Yes.
And I can go home to my spiders.
Go see my babies.
And then he walks in, he's like, where are my spiders?
Oh,
and
no.
She's like, I sold them.
So,
yeah. So, she was like, hey, I don't know how to care for spiders.
Right. And I'm just not going to sit here and watch them die and then have a bunch of dead tarantulas in my place.
And
so,
let's find
a new home.
Yes. And I didn't know when you were getting out of jail.
That's a very good point.
So, to be fair, her roommate goes to jail without telling her when he's getting out or how to care for the spiders. I probably would have done the same thing.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know if I fault her. I didn't get the tarantulas. That was not my choice.
Right. That was...
therefore, that should not fall upon my list of responsibilities to learn how to care for them. Nope, nope, nope.
The story says they're roommates. I don't know if there's anything else between the two.
Mm.
But... she's in trouble now because basically she stole the spiders to sell, which, okay.
Did she steal them? I mean, they were in the house.
I know they were in the house, but they weren't hers. So I guess that's the technicality.
Oh, so now she's in trouble.
That's what I'm saying.
She's facing charges.
I know.
Oh,
she's in trouble because those weren't her spiders to sell.
Huh.
And a kid was the one who was like, yeah. She sold them. And she was like, yeah, I sold them.
Well, yeah, I mean, so what would have been better? Would she have been charged with tarantula death? Killing the tarantulas if she just let them die?
I know.
What was the lesser of two evils here?
I feel like this was thrust upon her. This Setting the Bar story is almost justifiable.
Her mugshot?
She's like giving
kind
a look.
Kind of says a lot. It's almost like, I did,
I know.
But what was I supposed to do? It's that look.
Stephanie's giving a look in
her
mugshot.
She's giving a look.
Yeah,
she's like,
is.
Mm-hmm.
She's serving more than just papers. She's serving looks. So, other than like kids, obviously like kids, not part of it. But like, what were you, did you have a roommate or partner that up and moved out and left you something to watch over?
When we go and stay at my sister's, my niece has bearded dragons for a pet. They eat live crickets.
See, that's something.
And have warming lights. It's a very high maintenance kind of a pet. And we stay in her room with the bearded dragon.
And so, yeah. So, like, if your sister was to, like, leave for, like, a weekend and you're there, you would have to care for these dragons.
And feed it the live cricket. Like, I've made it kind of a rule. I'm not going to have a pet that requires live food to eat.
Right.
And then, like, so one of her bearded dragons didn't see very well. And so then...
you had to, like...
my sister had to, like, disable... the live crickets.
And put it right in front of its mouth?
Yes.
Oh,
but it still
kind of
had to be alive for it to want to eat it.
Yes.
What a horrific death for those crickets.
I know. Poor Jiminy. You're just... I'm going to pull your leg off so you can't run.
How awful.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
So, I draw the line.
All right. So setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without selling your... actually, you know what? I'm changing the setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without going to jail and leaving your roommate tarantulas...
to deal with your tarantulas.
Yes, then you're doing okay.
Sorry. I feel like
I'm taking the onus off of Stephanie and putting
even
it on...
she got arrested and she's dealing with charges now. Yes.
I'm putting the onus on homeboy who went to jail.
And I feel like if I'm the judge in that case, I'm kind of looking at her going, I don't know what else I would have done either. At some point, I feel like that's going to get tossed.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
So that's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Yeah.